I'm Kevin Pelton.
I'm Tristan Carcino.
I'm Chris Smith.
And I'm Randy Cote.
I'm Sarah Soldatenkov.
And we're talking taco time.
Fresh, delicious.
We are thrilled to be back and joined this week by Sarah, the social media marketing lead for Taco Time Northwest, to take us behind the scenes BTS on and tell us a little bit about the great social media presence that Taco Time maintains.
Thank you guys so much. I'm so excited to join you guys on this gloomy Washington day. Yeah, I'm just excited to dive into it and give you the answers to your hard-hitting questions.
Well, it's only gloomy because we no longer have the chicken Caesar soft taco to order, but we do
True that.
have
R.I.P.
breaking news. Not only the return of spicy tater fries to the menu as of last Tuesday, but also the brand new spicy ranch. Wait, you had something, Tristan?
This was a return of spicy. I'm calling them Mexi fries. This was a
Yes.
return of.
Yeah.
They were
It
not on the
was.
menu for a while. I thought this was a
Yeah.
new. I thought this
New
was a new
recipe.
new recipe for them.
Oh,
It's
yeah. But they're
both.
back. Yeah.
It is both things, though.
We
It was
had
not on
them.
the menu
They
for a
went
bit.
away. They're back with a new
With the new
recipe,
recipe.
apparently.
Okay,
Yeah, I
great.
was going to
That's good
say,
to
you
know.
just were like intentionally not ordering spicy tater fries that
They
entire period of
thought they were
time.
there the whole time.
I did, yeah, yes. Sorry.
Although I gotta admit, I had them today. If I didn't know the recipe was different, I don't know that I would have
Well,
pegged it on
is
my
that
own.
that's where is that where we should start right now?
Yeah, I think
Yeah, we
so.
can. Yeah, so
Breaking news.
it is an improved recipe. Earlier this year, I went and did some social listening to see what people were saying about spicy fries, and the general consensus was we love them, keep them forever, make them permanent, but they are over-seasoned. They're way too salty.
Bravo for listening. Yeah, guys.
Yes,
It was like
we
it
do
was
listen.
a lot. It was intense.
It was, yeah. And I was getting that from like family and friends too. And so kind of put together some data behind that and presented it to our leadership team and said, like, hey, is there any way we can improve this recipe? Because the way that you make spicy fries is you take the regular tater fries, dump them in the basket, and you season them with tater fry salt. And then you take them into a separate container and then you add the spicy seasoning on top. So it can't like miss that step of the tater fry salt getting added. So they had to go and improve the entire like spicy seasoning and reformulate that recipe. And they had to make a decision too of like, can we make it less seasoning, but like keep the flavor profile the same? And they were able to do it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so it was getting like a double seasoning
Pretty much.
process.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so this like has significantly less sodium in it, and it's just like that perfect ratio of seasoning and spice. And I feel like it's really perfect. I'm so curious to hear what you guys think of it, if you've tried it. And like, I mean, Kevin, you said it tastes kind of the same, but did you have that problem where it felt kind of over-seasoned at all?
A little bit, but it wasn't to the point where I would have actively complained about it. But I get that other people felt
Yeah.
differently
I
about
actively complained about
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It was noticeable before.
Yeah, I think it was like physically the seasoning was a lot, not
Yes.
necessarily like flavor. Flavor maybe a little too much, but like physically it just seemed like a whole lot. You open the container and it was like everywhere.
Right.
A lot less when I had them today. They were pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that's what you were thinking of, Kevin, was basically like the flavor wasn't necessarily that different. Like it still
Right.
tastes like the spicy Mexi
Right.
fries, but it's kind of like it's textured on to the Mexi fries better rather than it's sort of like a hat on a hat almost beforehand, like draped on there. I thought they were pretty, I mean, I think they're always pretty good, but I thought they were pretty good this time. Like it's definitely a step up to me from just base level Mexi fries.
Totally. Yeah.
I would also say it's been however many months it's been since they've been on the menu. If I like compared them head to head, I might feel differently, but I was ordering them regularly when I was going when they are on the menu and when they were on the menu, and I will now continue to do so during whatever period of time they are on the menu.
Yeah, same here.
Now, is this a temporary thing or?
Right. So it is right now our plans. are for them to be a limited time only. But if we have enough people wanting them to be permanent, I don't see why we can't make it permanent. That could be something that definitely happens. And we're always listening on social media. So if you want something, keep saying it online.
You're really encouraging people.
How much of it is like actual, is it social, like people talking about it versus like cold hard data of how many people are ordering things? Like,
it's a combination of all of that. It's a combination of all of that. So we like sat down and researched all of that and came to this decision. But yeah, honestly, our spicy fries too, I don't know if you guys know the story about how we came up with them. That's kind of a fun story. So last year, I think it was last year, we had a menu competition between all of the districts and everybody could enter like their original menu item idea. Yeah, there were so many fun.
I wish I was still working there just for that.
Well, better. Yeah, we're next time.
Yeah,
we should
the,
judge it.
Yeah, the loser me. To judge it. And right? We also need to know what like second place was.
Oh my gosh, you guys are going to flip over what second place was. It was queso.
Ooh. Okay. That could be very difficult to keep up, I imagine.
Right. So the rules was like you use everything in the restaurant. You can only bring one ingredient like from home or whatever. And so spicy fries won. Everybody loved that one. And then queso was like, I would say like queso and spicy fries probably tied. And the winner, they got to have their menu item on Taco Time's menu. So spicy fries.
So cool.
Yeah.
Are there any like out of left field ideas
during that menu competition?
Like, yeah. The one item I brought from home was an entire rotisserie chicken, right? Like, or like a salami.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. I don't know. There was like some people did like Mexican pizza or like
that makes sense.
Some people did like tachos, stuff like
that. I know that's Tristan's been begging for a tacho.
I think we've been talking about a tacho.
That was
tacho
like, time. I mean, that was definitely days. A big one when I worked there with people, you know.
Yeah, me too.
Easy to make.
Yeah, same. I would always like ask them to just put the melted cheese on top. It tastes so good still. I forgot.
I do that at home now. I just take the fries, throw them in the air fryer, sprinkle some cheese on there.
Okay, but is it freshly shredded Dairy Gold aged cheddar?
Well, sometimes, yeah, when I order an extra side of cheese.
Oh, there you go. Okay. You're
from Taco Time.
You got to remember who you're dealing with there.
This ain't no amateur hour, Sarah, you know.
Finally, somebody in my league right here.
My friend's wife that I live with, she used to work for a cheese company, so we would have plenty of quality cheese around.
Yeah, that makes such a difference, honestly. That's why I do love our nachos. I know that like people clown on them, but I think just like having the real shredded cheese makes them really good. But yeah, that's something that we know that we need is like stuff like that. Queso, tachos, like expanding the menu. But we are also in the process of looking at our menu and modernizing it a little bit. And we know that new guests, it's really hard for them to navigate that menu. They're like, what the hell is a soft taco versus a burrito? Is that not just a burrito? So we're just looking at modernizing the menu, kind of like simplifying it, but making sure we keep like everything people love. It's not like as easy as let's just get it on the menu right now, which you guys.
Oh, of course not. Yeah.
What is the mechanism for that then? Like, because to part of the like the magic of Taco Time is basically like crisp chicken burrito. It's like a big taquito, you know, like you kind of have to know going in what you're getting into. The same with a soft taco. It's like a soft taco is basically like a burrito. And then the burritos aren't that different from the soft tacos. Yeah. It's almost like the shared language of Taco Time is part of what makes Taco Time an interesting thing.
Exactly. I think it's a double-edged sword because it kind of makes us not grow as much because people get like turned away from it. And we do want like the average person you talk to, I feel like they don't know what Taco Time is. And we just want to invite more people to understand what our brand is, make it easier for them. And yeah, just, I don't know, we're trying to like work on things to make the user experience a lot easier.
I mean, people that are actually interested definitely,
They find a way.
we get asked all the time, what should I order? Is that like a lady from Portland from Lawn Bowling? I'm like, yeah, it's a different taco time than you guys have down there. It's way better. And then so she was like, what should I get if I go the first time? I'm like, well, if you go within the next week, you need to get the chicken Caesar soft taco. But
We call it Taco Time Concierge.
yes.
The
Like
service offer.
the official name, which is basically like, here's what you get. And it's almost like we're in a different territory than talking Taco Time right now, but it's almost like a glossary of like,
Exactly.
this is what Taco Time means, of having like the Taco Time concierge right there for you.
I know. Maybe instead of fixing the menu, we just add concierge constantly.
Yeah, then it'll be like some people that are on call, that the message will go out to each of us, and then whoever just gets to it first.
A big pager.
Okay, we should talk about the other new item on the menu as well.
Spicy ranch. Woo! What do
Wow.
you guys think?
I thought it was amazing. I went with the beef soft taco, took out the regular ranch, added the spicy ranch. I thought that would be the best way to like dive right in it. But then I was eating the spicy fries with the spicy ranch and the hot sauce. Tristan talked about a hat on a hat, but I was layering up the hats the whole way.
It's alchemy.
I did the exact same thing, so I can't.
One of the greatest Taco Time things I've ever had was a hot chicken crisp burrito in the spicy ranch. Like it was like angels started to sing. Like it was so fucking good.
Imagine if it was the habanero one.
I know.
Now we're talking,
Right.
but
Too soon, Chris. But yeah,
it's
I
been like
also
5 years.
did the spicy in the spicy ranch. And I think I might like, I want to, we're going to have to try all the combos. I want to
Yes.
try regular fries in the spicy ranch. I also got like a mini chicken soft taco and I put the ranch on there, but then I was doing a double ranch. Like there was ranch inside and I was like, well, I should have just subbed that out. But it was baby's first spicy ranch experience. So like, we're all on a learning
We're all
journey
learning.
here.
I got a crisp chicken taco light and then dipping that in the spicy ranch. That's like
Bomb.
amazing.
For science, for a control, I took a portion of our toddler's quesadilla as like, here's just a, like unadulterated by spiciness, by additional ranch, by anything, and just like see what the sauce is like. I got a large size. There's still like a third of it up there, just waiting for other household items to be
Combination.
dipped into it later this week.
I think the thing that stood out to me is when you hear a spicy ranch from Taco Time, you're thinking to yourself, like, there's a certain spice level that we're working with here in the Pacific Northwest. And on the Scoville scale, it is not the hot ones. But there's some legitimate kick to that. It's not like you need milk kick, but I don't know, on Tristan's Modelo scale, that might have been a couple Modelos there, I would say.
Yeah, that was super important to me, like doing the social listening too and presenting to our leadership, not just me, just like our team as well, is like if we're doing spicy ranch, it needs to be spicy. Like we're not marketing this as spicy ranch and not having it be spicy. So it makes me happy that you say that because it definitely does have a kick and I love spice and I think this is like the perfect level of spice. It does get a little too spicy after like two or three bites.
I was, yeah, pleasantly surprised that it was. Yeah, when I finished my soft taco, I was like, oh, all right. It's spicy for sure.
Yeah, and we had like a panel of testing different spicy ranches, obviously, when we were coming up with this. And there was actually one that I really loved. It was like a jalapeno based one, but I think maybe in the future we could like play around with more ranches and stuff if people really like this product.
And also, is there like a board or a commission I could submit some kind of resume to be on this committee?
We're on top of
I've
that.
got references. I've got,
Yeah, the main one being this podcast.
I was gonna say it's the commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are totally on top of mind. Like we are. We would love to like integrate you a lot more when making decisions like this.
I think I needed to with the I know, Randy. The spicy ranch. I think the crisp burrito. I didn't do it with the crisp burrito, and I think that's the way because I did it not in the soft taco. I thought about it, and I was like, I'm gonna dip it. And I will say at Taco Bell, the spicy ranch is like my favorite item on the menu. I'll get anything, just dip it in there. Perfect. You know, it's amazing. For this one, the Taco Time soft taco is so big that it was, and the cup was so big that it was almost hard to like find the balance between the two. So I feel like baby's first spicy ranch, like you were saying, Randy, I needed to kind of like find the perfect place for it and maybe take out the ranch and the soft taco like you did, Chris. Or if I'm doing it on the side, do the crisp burrito with it. But I thought the flavor was great. It was more of just like literally a process issue of like, how am I doing all of these things at once and getting it to be right? But dipping the fries in it, I thought was great. And I think the crisp chicken burrito in it sounds like we're on to something all of a sudden. Because the thing that the crisp chicken burrito lacks is the spice.
Yeah. You know, that's and like Chris, what it honestly, means. It's giving Haban. It's like it takes you to, it transports you to habanero.
That's what
territory.
I ate so much that I was too full to eat my crisp chicken, so I will be having that tomorrow at work with the spicy ranch and just, you know, with a fresh palate.
Yes, it makes me so happy you say that, Randy, because when we were doing the social listening, the crisp habanero burrito was up for debate of like, should we bring that back? Can we bring that back? It's something I know you guys really want. I personally really want. The first thing that I said when I started working here to my boss, I was like, can we bring that back? but we kind of just like looked at everything and like timeline. And we felt that a spicy ranch just kind of makes more sense because you're able to take the crisp beef burrito, the crisp pinto bean burrito and like dip it in there. And people are already dipping their crisp burritos and stuff. So yeah, we went with the spicy ranch on this one, but I don't think like habanero is off the table. I'm still kind of pushing for it, hoping for it. But we we did like improve our habanero salsa. So that would be different too, if we ever bought
it. Yeah. I haven't had it in a while. So
I have to say the visuals, this isn't, I would have said Sarah wasn't on the thing, but it hits even better with your, the visuals, like when I opened social media yesterday and it was just like a river of golden spicy ranch over these things. We went in, my phone's upstairs, but it was one of those like, I gotta like get the kid from daycare and we're going straight to Taco Time and straight home. And like, so he came into the restaurant, like waited with me for the order ahead. And he's holding the little like table, like placard that was there. And he's like, what's that? And I was like, that's a spicy tater fry. But what's that? That's a spicy ranch. And he was like, I want a spicy ranch. like, and like the little like poof of the spices and like, just like the visuals are so like great. Like we're just like eating up the visuals and then like, yeah, it was just so great. I was like, this is really good shit.
so happy to hear that. Yeah, we worked so hard on that. Our team like worked really hard on that. So that makes me happy that you love it. And I think like, this is the first, I feel like we have never really changed out the restaurant interior and like adding a bunch of like LTO promo in there too. So you were able to like see all of that too, right? And like,
yeah, it was so cool. Yeah. And like online and the like slow motion, like it was truly, it was just out of control.
Spicy. Good. Yay. I'm glad.
So it's just like they're putting in a seasoning into the regular ranch, or is it like a whole separate ranch?
Yeah, it's putting seasoning into the ranch, but you would make a different batch, like scoop out from the batch of the original ranch, you scoop out and like measure that out, and then you measure out the spice and then you blend it together and make batch of spicy ranch.
Yeah, I love that video with the emulsion blender just blending in.
No, it kind of looked like tiramisu or like. I hope this is selling it right.
And we didn't even get like one of the oddball menu items that people made. We just got the queso and the spicy fries. What was like third place?
Pizza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Honestly, it was kind of safe. Like, it was Mexican pizza, tachos, like a loaded crisp burrito, some Santa Fe dressing.
Wait,
This
tell me more about this loaded crisp burrito. What do you mean by that?
There was just like, I would need to go look at the photos because I can't exactly remember, but they just like loaded it up with a bunch of our stuff, like pico, guac, sour cream. Yeah, it was good, but in the restaurant, I don't know how well that would work.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
You have to just bring the chimmy back, you know.
Yeah, I think
Have
you
it.
can still get that at Covington and Auburn.
Or one like in Olympia or somewhere is
Olympia,
where I
like
got. Yeah.
Lacey, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah, we've got your Taco Time credentials are pretty clear by this point, but let's take us back to before you were working for Taco Time Northwest. What is the origin of your Taco Time love story?
Okay, my origin story. So, born and raised in Washington State. You don't hear that often these days. Both of my older sisters worked at the Taco Time restaurant in North Auburn, the glass building, last of its kind. So I grew up with them working there. And my earliest memory of Taco Time is them, because I was like 5 years old and they were like 20. My earliest memory is them bringing home the Taco Time kids' toys. And I remember like the glow in the dark stars on my ceiling and the dinosaur stamps. I don't know if you guys, did you guys grow up on Taco Time too? Like as
Oh,
kids?
yeah.
Okay, yeah. So there were these like dinosaur stamp toys that I like stamped my parents' bathroom cabinet all over with. And those were just like my core Taco Time memories, my earliest memories of Taco Time. So then when I turned 16, my first job was at that same restaurant as well, at the North Auburn glass building one. And it was so much fun. Loved working there. There were still some people that worked there from when my sisters worked there, like, and they still work there today. And this was already like 30 years ago that my sisters worked there, and it was like 10 years ago for me. So it's crazy that like people stay there that long. But yeah, had so much fun working there. My cousin and I, we worked there together. Him and I would often joke like, if we ever win the lottery, like first thing we're doing is working at Taco Time for fun because it was just that fun. Like if money is no object, we're coming to work here. So yeah, loved it there, learned a lot. Then after that, I just became a fan of the brand. It was like my life mission to put everybody on Taco Time. Like, I quickly came to find out not a lot of people know the story and who we are, and like everything's fresh and local. So I would like make it my mission to get people to try the crisp chicken burrito with the hot sauce, ranch jalapeno combo. And yeah, I was just a fan forever and would, per and I went on to like pursue my career in videography, photography, media, did all of that. And then this is such a long-winded story, you guys.
No, this is great. It's very much a Taco Time story.
Yeah.
I don't think I realized how Taco Time your
I
story like
am.
the yeah, no, this is
Yeah, I
good.
was born for this. Yeah. So then I see the job open up like 3 years ago, social media specialist. I'm like, that is combining my two favorite things, media, creativity, and Taco Time. Like, this job was made for me. I was bred to do this job. And yeah, just manifested super hard for it. And now I'm Taco Time's social media marketing lead. That's what brought me.
Amazing.
Yeah. Long-winded, but it's just
So good.
No,
that
it's
way.
truly impressive.
It sounds like you're just getting paid to do what you were doing already in terms of
Right.
evangelizing Taco Time.
Freaking dream come true. I'm not even gonna lie. It's the best.
You
I'm
kind of cover a lot of our backgrounds. Like with that, you know, there's like
Yeah.
the being in person and the caring
I'm
about marketing pieces.
yeah.
Like it's a lot of it's very talking Taco Time coded.
Yeah.
I guess we've learned your favorite Taco Time location.
Well, I mean, that's my favorite location that I worked at. And that's an independently owned location. So they're not like under us. So we can't, I don't know if you guys know this, but all Taco Time employees get a $40 food credit 3 times a week that we can like use on free food. but we can only use it at corporate locations. So I don't frequent that one a lot, but it was a really cool location. Glass building vibes.
Okay, so what is your favorite then?
Favorite location? Probably like Lakeland Hills, Auburn, or Edgewood Taco Time. I mean, are we talking about like where I go a lot, or just like?
Oh, there's no there's it's a wide open question. It could, yeah, like it could be architectural, it could be service, it could be convenience, it could be frequency.
Okay. Like, so architecturally.
we don't need one from every category.
I know. All of them. I've really been into the Des Moines one lately with the glass block.
Like, I just drove past that the other day for the first time in decades, even though that was my local spot in high school. So
that's where my old manager left after the South Center Mall one shut down. I don't think she's there anymore. Serena?
No, I don't. Thanks.
I think she might have retired a while ago, but
yeah.
What year did you work at the South Center Mall?
2001 to 2006.
So well,
I think
cool.
I worked with.
I think maybe she's. It's been 19 years.
Yeah, but I think Gilberto and Maria still work at the one in Tukwila.
Yeah, there's so many people
they
that
they were already working there when I started there at 16.
Yeah. I think it's like rarer to find a Taco Time employee who's only been at the company for like 1 year. Like people staying at the company 20 plus years is like so normal.
Oh, that was my plan back in the day. I'm like, I'm going to work here at Taco Time for like a year, and then I'm going to get my dream job at Zoomies to make skateboards.
Yeah.
Thankfully, that's not how it went.
Okay, we've gone over parts of this. What is your go-to order when you're using that $40 food credit?
Oh my goodness. So I have to say, like, OG order that I'll tell everybody to get is a crisp chicken burrito with hot sauce, ranch, and jalapenos. That's like OG tried and true. But I have different hyperfixations and like phases that I go through because I've tried literally everything. So right now my go-to is a fish Baja with a side of Thousand Island.
Ooh.
And now that spicy fries and spicy ranch are here, that's going to be like my hyperfixation. I'll be playing around with that a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, I can talk more menu stuff. What else?
it's so good. What of the limited time? What's your limited time power ranking of Caesar? Number taco five. Burger and coconut shrimp. Like if you had to power rank the last three heavyweight LTOs before spicy season, where would you place them? Like how in, you know, fixation frequency of ordering, like what's your like king, the LTOs?
Caesar number one, coconut shrimp number two, taco burger like 100. Number 100.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. No offense to Taco Burger.
I was really, today when I was trying that spicy ranch, I was just thinking about how well it would go with the bun of the Taco Burger.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe it moved up to 99.
100. No, I like it.
I love the Taco Burger, but for me, it's like I'll eat it once and that I got my fix. It's just
I feel like I felt the same way when the Taco Burger came back. I was like, I'm good.
Oh, it grew on me more each time. I was kind of thrown today because I'm so used to ordering the limited time entree when I go that when I went today and there wasn't one, I you know, had to think very quickly back to what I actually used to order before that because it's been a minute.
I was already planning out my order like this morning for like to get after work. Yeah.
Yeah, I wake up in a cold sweat thinking about my order.
So. Same, yeah.
There are two types of people in this world.
Yeah.
All right, we got your former Taco Time favorite is the habanero crisp burrito, but anything else you want really to bring back to the menu?
The chicken nuggets I loved.
I was just going to bring those up.
In spicy ranch.
Oh my god. I didn't think about that.
Spicy
chicken nuggets.
Could you imagine a sweet potato Mexi fry and spicy ranch?
Oh my God, sweet potato
I heard one of you guys said you never tried it rolled in cinnamon sugar, and it is the bomb.
I never got to try it.
I don't,
And now it's time for our latest segment, listing items that would taste great in spicy ranch. It's a 20-minute segment.
It's funny you mentioned the nuggets, though, because the photo that was referenced earlier of the spicy ranch being drizzled over the spicy tater fries, some of them, the way they are, they kind of look like chicken nuggets to me.
Yeah. So. I don't know what it was about those chicken nuggets, because I'm pretty sure they're just Tyson chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were just like frozen in a box. Yeah. And,
but did they, I mean,
maybe
did
one did they get a child a day
tater fry seasoning or something?
Nothing. Like, deep fried.
I believe nostalgia is what you're looking for there. Yeah.
We would always like add them to soft tacos and like use that for the protein. So good. Mm-hmm. So I really miss those. What else was there? I weirdly miss the black olives. I love them on the nachos. Not a popular opinion here.
No, that makes sense.
I only like olives by themselves. I do not like them on anything or in anything.
Yeah.
I agree with that take.
Thank you.
Yes. What else is there? We used to have like bacon, some kind of like bacon ranch.
Oh, there was like a club kind of wrap that had bacon.
That was super good. I miss that.
When was that?
That was like 2015 by when I was working.
It was like right after I left my second stint, I think.
Everyone has
I just missed stint. It.
I think one too. I think I went back to the restaurant for a bit. But yeah, there was also like a strawberry mango cactus cooler.
Mm.
If you remember those, anybody?
Cactus coolers, yeah.
We used to like, because it was a bunch of high school kids like running that location, we would just like go in the walk-in and like drink the cactus cooler, not from the jug, but like enjoy it in there, because that's
no judging cool. Here if you did.
Yeah, and also, you know, it's in the name, it's a full body. You want to have a full experience. You need to be, if you're not standing in a walk-in cooler consuming
walk-in cactus cooler.
Yeah. I have a lot of fond little memories like that.
Just as long as you don't get locked in the walk-in cooler like on the bear.
Yeah, you might say something you regret.
Yeah. Could spend a couple seasons of the show regretting it. Have you been to the other Taco Time?
I have not, and I need
to. Bravo. Way to stay strong, sister. Yeah.
There's no desire in me to go.
Say that.
I don't want to be disappointed. You might have to cut that one, but
no, I mean
no.
Wait, Kevin, I have we been able to cut things this whole time?
Oh, you lied yesterday about being able to cut.
It's only when I get corrected that we cut things on this show, Tristan will tell you.
I witnessed the other Taco Time moment last night at the West Seattle location. We were waiting for our order. So a woman comes up, orders at the register, and she asks for a crisp meat burrito.
Oh god.
It sounds so gross. Why does nobody
think
that?
My child, the child who says, "Dada, I want Taco Time." And I'm like, I can't believe he's being exposed to this kind of ideology openly in a Taco Time Northwest. And so of course the very friendly person at the counter said, "Oh yeah. So did you want a pinto bean, chicken? Or I don't even think they said pinto bean. Do you want
definitely not pinto
do you want
bean,
chicken or beef? We have it in chicken and beef." And she even said, like, "Oh, sorry. This is different than the Taco Time I'm used to." So she must have been dropped from another planet.
Who would want generic?
I normally don't choose a meat. It's just whatever is the meat.
What's the meat du jour today for the crisp burritos?
At least it wasn't ordering a Big Juan burrito.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm more okay with Big Juan.
I had to, we get this request on socials all the time to bring back the Chihuahua dog, and I had to like go look in the archives to make sure that was us that had that. And it was, we did have it.
Is this the Winnebago? Is this
Juanito
something
is
else?
something else. Like the Chihuahua dog was like
Okay.
hot dog, cream cheese, deep fried situation. I don't even
You're
know.
like
Am
shaped
I,
as
do
well.
you not
Pretty
know?
similar.
And can you imagine that in spicy ranch?
Okay, so good feedback on spicy ranch then.
I considered having my little tub of it here during our recording with just a sampling of like different like chips and crackers and veggies and just like we might have to do
Crudité.
on our next episode, we might just have to do a spicy ranch like tasting, like take it out of the menu and do like chicken nuggets, do like little finger foods, like a mozzarella stick,
Yeah.
like a tortilla chip. Anyway, more to come on the next Talkin' Taco Time.
The TTI frozen pizza with
Oh my God, here's the thing
the
though. That would rip. That would absolutely
Spicy ranch makes everything better.
For real.
Okay, if we're going to discuss going over the menu and modernizing it, I think we need to. That brings us to the infatuation Seattle's rankings of the top 10 Taco Time Northwest items after eating everything on the menu, including the enchilada platter. So,
Do you want me to go from 10 to 1?
sure, yeah.
Yes, please. But did they eat?
I read the story. They went and they ate like everything. They went.
Because was this in one
I
sitting?
mean, I think it was multiple sittings, and there were three writers on this assignment. So I feel like.
Okay. Because to me, there are certain items that it depends on where you are in your food journey, how it's going to sit, if that makes sense. Like if something is the eighth item you ate, it might not taste as
Yeah.
good as if it's
Yeah.
the first item
Yeah,
that you ate.
that's fair. All right. So at number 10, Veggie Soft Taco. Number 9, the nachos. So someone put some respect on the nachos name. They actually say that like at fast food nachos normally feel wrong, but Taco Time earns a pass. Like, so you know, they call out the cheese. Number 8, the crisp chicken taco light, a sneaky favorite of some here on this podcast.
Oh, yes.
Number 7, the beef soft taco.
Too low.
Number 6, Crustos.
Was a wild card to
I
me.
mean, I feel like that's just Crustos is just not something that I would even put in with the other items, you know? It's
Yeah.
kind of a bonus side thing, but
Well, and because you said that, Chris, we're dipping it in spicy ranch next time. So, number 5, fish Baja. Number 4, the enchilada platter.
Insane ranking.
Also a wild card to me, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then we get into the top 3. Number 3, tater fries. They say, you know them, you love them. They're made with locally grown potatoes. They understood the assignment. Like, they know what's up.
Yeah.
Number 2, this is where I was like, A,
Yeah.
like rubbing my temples, but also I was like, my next trip, I'm gonna get this because of like they came with fresh eyes or whatever. And okay, the classic chicken burrito. And so they point out the generous helping of guacamole. And you know, I surely there are shots fired at Chipotle for saying that it doesn't cost extra, requiring a signature in blood. And they call out the chicken and the well-seasoned rice and the ranch, like, you know, and the picture, it looks very appetizing. So I was like, well, I'm probably going to get that with spicy ranch, obviously, the next time. But like, what did you guys, I, you sounds like there were similar reactions here.
I mean, I just the classic burrito is just such a thing that I would know. I get so many different things
Yeah.
every time I go. If I get that, you know, that's like a whole meal in itself, and I just feel like it's way too much of everything in one thing. Like, if I was gonna get it, I would be like modifying it insanely so it wouldn't even resemble what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, like I don't even, I kind of want to just
Yeah,
get it as is, just from this, you know, situation and maybe just hot sauce on the side. I don't want to be like adding, you know, pumpkin seeds or whatever. But I'm intrigued because of this, because I will say I follow Infatuation Seattle. I think they've You know, I found some value in their listings. We won't talk about the cookies ranking. That, you know, sowed a little distrust with me of the cookies. But yeah, I definitely thought, you know, maybe they're onto something with this classic chicken burrito.
Respect to Robin, also a big Taco Time fan, and great cookies. The thing about the classic burrito is it's not that dissimilar from the soft taco. It's just bigger, and the items that are in it, you could add them True. To the soft taco. And granted, we're approaching this from very expert level Taco yeah. Time orderers. So
the guac would be extra, though, if you added it to a soft taco, right?
But guac, well, it's more money on for the burrito. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I feel like it's kind of like apples to apples there. The guac is not the strongest item at, like, Chipotle guac is better than Taco Time guac. And so is that, that's not even like a hot take. I mean, are we being honest?
I don't go to Chipotle, so I don't even really know.
This is a historical take. I haven't been to Chipotle in a while, and I have heard tell that Chipotle is getting worse over time. That Chipotle's are like, it's a worse product course. Over time. I think the guac recipe, it's mm-hmm. capitalism's fault. But like, I think that the guac at Chipotle is not that different now than the guac at Chipotle was 5 years ago. And they're good at it. That yeah. is a thing that they are very good at. It's like kind of the signature item at Chipotle. And at Taco Time, it's kind of just another item. So that, like, shots fired, I'm a little bit like, yeah, but like the soft taco is what Taco Time does well, you know? And that to me is where it's like, I don't see how you go burrito when you've got soft taco right there. That's a nice, perfectly neat package of all of the best things you do. Could I tweak the soft taco? Have I ever had just a plain soft taco in the last years? I don't know. And if the base soft taco was like pico instead of the tomatoes, maybe it's number two That's on their true. List, you know, because they didn't do any customizing. So I just am not, I'm not sure about the classic burrito of being like the best representative of what Taco True. Time does, I guess. Is what I agree.
Well, they all brought it home.
I said so many words in the classic burrito.
But I mean, number one, the crisp burrito. Like that, there's, you know, it's there's salvation in the end. They say that
it was crisp chicken or just crisp burrito in general.
They call it a mandatory order, and they said it's excellent no matter the filling, but they tend to gravitate toward chicken.
Because okay. they chose certain meat for some of these items. I mean, they didn't choose mm-hmm. for the enchilada platter, but, you know, crisp chicken, taco light, beef soft taco, fish, Baja.
That's why I was kind of surprised, yeah, why they would call out that just specifically the beef soft taco and not a particular type of crisp burrito.
I guess that the crisp burrito itself is so good that it transcends the meat. Although, mm-hmm. you know, I think pretty much all of us here are chicken soft taco devotees, right?
I get the occasional mini beef.
Mm-hmm. I mix it up. And then sometimes I have to, like, oh, if I'm getting a beef soft taco, it's definitely a crisp chicken burrito. Or if I'm getting chicken soft taco, well, you know, I haven't had a crisp beef in a while.
But chicken is standard, I would say. Like,
that's what I tell. If I tell people, or I say, get a chicken soft taco and get a crisp chicken burrito.
The reverse. Beef soft taco, crisp chicken burrito.
Right? I mean, that's, if somebody's going for the first time, I'd tell them to get chicken on each and then maybe get a crisp beef taco to get that beef in there. But I mean, the chicken is just so good all around.
But Tristan, you raise an important point, which is that, you know, this is talking about the standard menu. And one of the things that Taco Time,
the word important is doing a lot of work here, but yes.
One of the things that Taco Time has really leaned into, particularly on social media in the last 5 years, has been playing up the customizations and, like, you know, influencers like, this is my specific mod or hack of the menu. And I'm curious sort of how that came to be.
Yeah, we just, people are already customizing in restaurant, in app, and we just wanted to encourage it more. And I think, like, we were building out our app to include more customization. So we just wanted to promote that that's a feature, because I think a lot of people, when they come to Taco Time, it's like, oh, I don't like this one specific thing. There's one tomato on the crisp taco. There's two tomatoes on the soft taco. And it's like, well, you can just substitute it for pico. And people, like, don't know that that's an option. It was more of like, the reason why we're promoting it is to just like let people know that you can do that. And it's just a popular thing to do on social media, I think. Like, how do you eat your menu items? Like, what do you dip it in? What's your combination? Stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think now with every like fast food place has its own app, and I think more and more people, you know, are comfortable with doing that. If you're ordering on the app, no matter where from, like, you feel a lot more comfortable than if you're like standing in front of somebody at the register and there's like people behind you and you're
exactly
like, oh, can you take this out, can you add? Like, that's why I love the app for Taco Time, so I don't have to stand up there for 10 minutes because I'm going to be like, well, all right, I need this. I need you to add this.
And I like to do a little browsing sometimes and
see, oh, yeah,
do I want to do something different? So it's nice to see like all of the menu items on there, because when you go in person, it doesn't like tell you what comes on everything either. So I think just having the app is really important to the Taco Time experience. And that's something else we are in the works of like making better and improving our app experience. So that should be coming like sometime next year.
Looking forward to that.
Do all of us do pico?
No, I do,
instead of
I do corn salsa.
Do you
yes.
remove the tomatoes?
No.
You don't do tomatoes at all.
I,
Randy and Chris, people who eat,
I hardly
like
even remember to remove the tomato, so I just have both on there. So, yeah,
you double.
And I'm occasionally adding corn salsa.
But you keep the tomatoes, normal yeah. like half moon tomatoes.
Yeah, I'm adding okay. corn salsa and pico to almost everything that I order, except the crisp tacos. Just there's not enough room for everything on there.
Yeah,
that's actually a really great life lesson.
Yeah,
I like the diversity of it, but it is kind of like the different versions of it, and what we were talking about earlier about like how the words are different. It's almost like you look at In-N-Out, right? Mm-hmm. And they have the secret menu, and this is a little bit like yes. secret menu, the understanding of it. So I'm excited about Chris Chicken Burrito getting its love there mm-hmm. by Infatuation. May have some notes about the rest of the list, but it does feel like it's sort of like Secret Weapon on the Taco Time menu. When we talk to people, if you talk to a random person, none of them has yeah. had the crisp chicken
I
burrito.
I love
before.
Bringing people into the Taco Time light and like putting them on the crisp chicken burrito. That is like, it's going to hit every time. It's going to blow your mind every time. So I totally agree. I think that product, like, it has the potential to be like an item that Washington State is known for. And I want us to get there. And that's like what we're working towards, is like just having more like, notoriety that like you can only get that here. And it's
yes.
fresh and yeah.
Can we do official Washington State food, like when Ross Schaefer on Almost Live tried to make Louie Louie the state song? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Apparently we've got a state vegetable.
I will register as a lobbyist to make this happen.
Please.
What may
did they Infatuation had a list of like, I think Taco Time might have been on there, where it was like the classic
yeah.
Seattle foods
they were,
or whatever. Was Taco
yeah.
Time on that list? Okay. And that was only like 12 places. You know, it's not like it didn't go super deep.
Yeah, it was up there with like teriyaki and a Paseo sandwich and a Dick's burger. Like, so I think it's like, it's in that conversation, which, you know, we love to see it.
Yeah.
We just need more love specifically for the right. Chris Chicken Burrito.
Yeah, agreed.
Also visited, they must be, I think it might have been as part of their, like, exploration, but they've added some, like, reviews of some Taco Time locations in the last little bit and, like, gave them scores, right?
You weren't interviewed about this? You
were I was
interviewed
not, no,
about
I
this?
Think like just because I follow them, I think I just see like they it popped up in my feed of theirs that they were doing a they did a little write up of like the rent in Taco Time and like why you should go inside and visit it. And anyway, so
it is that's a classic Taco yeah. Time, downtown Renton.
I'm like, can we yeah. get these people on our social media, like helping us? This? Like, they know their stuff. That's awesome.
Okay, it's 21 classic Seattle restaurants, and specifically the Taco Time in White Center, because of course, it's where it all began.
Of course, yes.
And where my lunch began yeah. earlier today.
We need a good PR person for this Chris Chicken Burrito campaign. Do you know anybody, Randy?
We'll ask around.
Well, we've got a shared mission now. That's exciting. Above and beyond just generally evangelizing Taco Time Northwest to make the Chris Burrito the official Washington state food.
Yes, please. Yes.
I've added it to the spreadsheet.
Sarah, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for listening and the terrific job you've done sort of consolidating the feedback on spicy tater fries and what people wanted in a spicy ranch, because, you know, everyone's loving this latest LTO.
Yay. Thank you guys so much for having me. This was a blast. Can't wait for our next podcast now that I'm officially on the team.
We do keep adding codes.
It's getting unwieldy at some point.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Thanks for your love for Taco Time. Just love hearing everything. Talk soon. Can't wait to hear this episode.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.